All right, peep game, right? What you don't want ever is get involved with somebody on a serious type level that's influenced heavily by parents, brothers, sisters, friends. You don't even want a girl got girlfriends who are too close. But you don't want outside influences to get in her head and disrupt what you two have going. Derail what you two have going. It's almost as poisonous as dealing with some broad and some dude that's in her ear. You know how you can tell when a woman has somebody else influencing her, somebody else in her ear. She got another dude in her head she's having you compete with. She start acting funny style with you because she knows she got him. I told somebody recently, like, it was just seemed like she was setting me up for it about how, you know, everything is fine when you meet somebody new. But she was speaking in general, but I take everything personally because people are more slick than that. They usually don't bring things up for no reason. She was like, you know, you like somebody and you like a guy and you bring around your parents. That can change things. A woman can start acting funny because she'll get around their parents and maybe their parents aren't into them or don't like them. And, you know, you got to look out for that. I told her, I don't got to look out for nothing. You step to me correctly and you check whoever you need to check to make sure you step with me and deal with me correctly. And that's how I told her, just like that. Well, I wasn't saying that, but you got to beat them to the punch. She was giving herself the alley-oop to come back with that later on. I didn't give her that. I stopped it at the root. Because it's like paramount. You got to be strong, man. Because they'll run anything on you if you let them. And plus, even if it was just game, she's not influenced by the parents. The fact that she would set up the fact that she can come back later on something. See, I told you how my parents, man, if she decides she's gonna do something slick, she can later on blame it on the parents. All right, one of the moves they'll do is this, right? We deal with these women out here. One of the most common power moves or power plays is the step back. In their mind, they want you to feel like, they want to feel like you like them more than they like you. Which is why they'll come on strong and then give you the pullback later on. So they'll have you thinking it's a 50-50 thing, and then before you know it, it's 50-42. Y'all don't have 100% of a couple anymore. She's stepping back. You're at the 50% point where you both was at one point, but now she's making it seem like by her giving less than her 50%, she's making it seem like and trying to make you believe that you like her more than she likes you. They were the ones pushing forward and now they act like they're confused. They're not sure. What that is a test. What you're supposed to do then in their mind is to try to close the gap. They know they've got you in the bag if you're now trying to convince her that you two should be together. It's psychological. It's to make you lose confidence. She knows she has the one up. Now she has you second guessing yourself. Because naturally, it's going to play on your insecurities. And in her mind, of course, she sits back and she measures how much you like her, how much you're into her now, and how much you do to make sure y'all two stay together. It's merely a power play.